former welder of 25 years at Inco, then a supervisor from 75 to 78, and then 78 a teacher from 78 to 81 and a half, a crate number 3 shaft. And later on I was brought from 3 shaft back to Copper Cliff in 1981 and a half. And because of my friend having a heart problem at the Copper Cliff welding shop, I was made head foreman beginning in 82 and held that position until 1985 when I left in November, the 29th of 85. One of the reasons I got interested in UFO, or I should say UFOs, was in 1966. I was at my residence at 132 Ethelbert Street and happened to come home this night from 4 to 12, as I did many times in the evening, and liked sitting out on the porch, and happened to look out, and it was in a westerly direction. I was looking out this particular night, and I seen what I thought was a very, very bright star in the sky, and I thought I was confusing it with Venus, but Venus shouldn't have been in the west at that time. It should have been moreover, you know, northeasterly at that particular time of year. So I remember going in and getting my 8x35 binoculars and looking at it and thinking, gee, that's strange. Green, red, green, red, green, red. So I called my wife out and I says, take a look at this over here. And I can still remember pointing up, she had the binoculars, having a hard time to focus in right where I was pointing. She says, oh yeah, she says, that plane, it's got a green and red light on, it's changing. I says, yeah, but it's sitting there like a helicopter. And I said, that's very strange. I listened and listened, no sound. This really got me interested. And then it seemed to come down with a very unusual movement out of the sky. Can't describe it on a tape, but I'm looking at it, and all of a sudden, it just seemed to come down out of the sky, and it was about 10 miles closer to my eyes. You know, just a quick drop. And this is what caught my interest. I thought, a plane doesn't move like that. It comes, you know, like a long directional. And it just, and it was there, and it stopped. When I focused in on it, and I said, boy, oh boy, now I know, that's no plane. Because here was this red light, green light flashing from end to end, like a traditional plane would, coming in for landing, but there it was sitting like a helicopter, absolutely no sound. And then all of a sudden, the red light went out, the green light went out, and just a bright glow, almost looked like a halogen, white fluorescent light, and it just sped right off, straight up into the sky, you know, at an angle, about a 45 degree angle, and disappeared, all within 3-4 seconds from the time the red and green went out. And I said, that does it. I have just witnessed my first phenomenon in the sky, a UFO, and my heart was pounding and I was all excited. And this was getting later in that year, and I start watching the skies more. I didn't get too excited that year because I didn't really see that much more in that particular year. I think one other time, which it might have been or might have not been, too far of a distance.